Good day everyone listening to me from every part of the world, from Nigeria to United States to all over Europe. I'd like to welcome you to my podcast. This is Blumo, and the title of my podcast is Make Nigeria Great Again. I hope you guys enjoy the last topic that we had last week, titled My Country and My Leader. So today we bring in another different topic, titled Who Failed Who? Like, who failed me? Did I fail you? Yeah. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So very quickly, we're going to be looking at the responsibility of a government, the responsibility of the citizen. We are going to be looking at the failure of the citizen and the failure of the government. We are going to look at what actually is meant by the leaders of tomorrow. And we're going to look at, not lastly, but the last one is making it work. You know, how do we make things work in Nigeria, okay? First thing first, everything has failed the majority in Nigeria, ranging from every sector. The leadership sector, the power sector, the educational sector, the industrial sector, and so on. But the truth of the matter is that we can't keep on looking at our dear country getting ripped off by the cabals and those who care less for the country. Whether you work in the government office, a private institution, self-employed, or you're a breadwinner of a family, one thing is certain, which are carrying out responsibility for that position. One of the reasons why I'm recording my podcast is because there are enough factors that we need to address to address our country in order to make it better, okay? That is why I titled this podcast, Who Failed Who? Did I fail you? Did you fail me? Well, we'll see. Now we're going to look at the responsibility of the government. We the people all view the government as the body that is duly responsible for the well-being of a country because they represent the country or state. If only they do their job, and failure not doing so results in the other way around. So let us put it this way, okay? The government has a big responsibility in shaping the country to a better position, while the roles of the citizen are minimal but also effective. These two bodies working hand in hand, we accelerate the progress of a country. In the next paragraph, on the next thing I'm going to say now, I'll be highlighting the rules of the government very quickly, okay? So, one, the government is responsible for the provision of social welfare service, which means that the revenue obtained from various resources harnessed by the government is used to provide basic necessity of life. This includes good roads, hospitals, good pipe-bomb water, electricity, good education, and other essential social services to make the country get better and live up to standard. Now, the government is also responsible for so many things, but I'm going to mention few, okay? So I'm just going to mention few. Then the last one, the government is responsible to provide employment opportunities for the citizen. In this case, where this could not be possible, okay? Now the government has to provide an enabling environment for the citizen to also make source of livelihood. Now, the government has a lot of roles to play in making and shaping the country to a better place, okay? But when we look at the case we have in Nigeria, these are not actually true because the government has failed in order to do these things. Why? Because they failed to carry out their responsibility. Not because they can't do it, but we don't know, but we're gonna know, and we will know. So you guys just sit back, relax, and listen to what I'm gonna talk about. Now, responsibilities of a citizen. Now, I'm a citizen of Nigeria, you're a citizen of Nigeria, I don't know. You can be citizen of United States, you can be citizen of United Kingdom and all that. So, but we want to look at the responsibility of a citizen. It is not new to us that majority of Nigeria doesn't know their rights and their responsibilities. Most of us are living the way we want without minding the consequences. As a responsible citizen of a particular country, it is a must-do of the citizen to know their rights and for the government to also enforce such rights and make sure that that justice is served accordingly. Now, this will bring us straight to the primary responsibility of a citizen, okay? Now, the citizen has so many responsibilities too, which are also effective. Now, we have the responsibility of citizens that you have to respect for the ideal of the Constitution, respect the national flag, the national pledge, the legitimate authority, enhance the power, the prestige, and good name of our dear country, Nigeria. respect the dignity of other citizens and their rights, promote the good spirit, brotherhood, and good neighborliness. Okay, now making positive and useful contribution to the advancement, progress, and well-being of the community, of the society. Now, these are just few of the few responsibilities of the citizen of Nigeria. Now, I want to bring something out from this. The governments are failed. We are failed. Then we want to look at in what aspect have we failed as a citizen. That's what we're going to look at now. I'll be listing few of the citizen woes that made Nigeria the way it is now, and I'm not going to dive deep too much into it. Now, we have vote selling, environmental pollution, spiritual matters, all in the name of tying of destiny and all sort of, you know, mediocrity and all that. We have stupidity, we have selflessness, and we lack of common sense. Okay, now I'm only going to mention few of this rule, so which are very, very key and primary to how Nigerian citizens have actually failed on their own part in making Nigeria better. Now, this is the present. Let us face it, this is 2020. Okay, I don't want to dwell too much on Nigerian history, because most of this history have actually failed to protect the people. Rather, it has jeopardized the situation of the country. So I want us to look deep into the present, not looking at back, the past government did this, the past government did this, blah 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 blah, and blah. No. Let's look at this, okay? Now, don't let us allow the past control us in this modern day that the world is in right now. You know, the world has been interwoven. Many of us like to make references to histories, but at the end of everything, it ends in tears. So why do we have to dwell on the histories of Nigeria that does nothing but segregate and hate among the Igbos, Yorubas, and Hausas? Now, this is what I want to say, and I know many of you won't agree, and many of you will agree on this, whether you agree or disagree. Let us put some of our history aside and embrace common sense and love. As a citizen of Nigeria, we are solely responsible to how our country grows, because everyone ruling in the country today was once a citizen just like us. As for the government, we all know that here in Africa, especially in Nigeria, our leaders are most times subjected to a cult. No one is gonna do politics in Nigeria and won't be introduced into the sanctuary of the powerful people, ranging from the smallest post as a community councillor to the highest ranking post in Nigeria, GCFR. They all belong to one cult or the other. This may sound like a conspiracy, but it is the truth. Let me ask you a question, okay? How can a leader who receives power from the devil in order to be a ruler be committed to doing what is right? The answer is simply no. He will never be independent in his ruling, because he will have to obey some voices before he does anything. Below, I will be highlighting some of the primary woes of the government. Now, we have the wrong people drunk with power of ruling, party superiority, lack of common sense, taking advantage of the poor and making them poorer. Sure, we all know that all across the country, some way, somehow, there are some incompetent leaders holding a post, and this results to the downfall of the country or a society. Incompetent leader is equals to a failed nation. Wrong person on a post is equals to a failed nation. I'm not here to judge the past or present government in Nigeria, or if their policies worked or not, but I'm here to point out the primary problems that is dragging Nigeria backward. The fact that we have a bad leadership in Nigeria, and also part of this problem, which comes from the citizen, should not state the fact that we must continue to live this horrible way. Rather, A cure must be found to address these problems in our country. And the answers lies on everybody's hands, both the government and the citizen of Nigeria. And rounding up my podcast, I would like to tell you guys, take charge as a citizen of Nigeria. Be responsible and use common sense. God bless Nigeria. God bless you and God bless me. Make Nigeria great again. Thank you very much.